to a woman's vehicle. And the man who has been accused of sexually assaulting a child after breaking into a home has pled not guilty to the charges. These stories and more coming up at the bottom of the hour. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon.
Thanks, Drew. 6:05 the time as we get to this hour's first look at the morning sports.
St. Louis Blues erased a 2-goal deficit in the third period, but fell 4-3 in overtime to the Flyers in St. Louis. Alexander Steen had a goal and an assist for St. Louis, which came one win short of setting a franchise record for consecutive home victories. Ryan O'Reilly, Justin Falk also scored in the defeat. The Blues visit the Avalanche on Saturday. Zach Smith, he scored twice in the first period, and the Blackhawks went on to beat the Canadiens 4-1 in Montreal. Wherever Odell Beckham Jr. goes, there's trouble.
Trouble always follows.
Yes, it does. Louisiana State University, LSU, wins the championship the other night. Now they're investigating a potential rules violation involving the football team after the game was over. Video appears to show Cleveland Browns wide receiver Odell Beckham Jr. handing out cash to players after the Tigers won the national championship on Monday. Quarterback Joe Burrow, likely to be the number one pick in the NFL, tells Barstool Sports on a podcast, yeah, the Bills were real. You can't pay players in college.
No.
Thanks, Odell.
Not for a hot minute. Although California is getting ready to, and I think Illinois
is trying to let them do whatever they want. Yeah. Two former Bears greats are going to the Pro Football Hall of Fame. Left tackle Jimbo Covert, defensive end Ed Sprinkle, both elected to the members of the class of 2020 in the Hall of Fame. Both will be among 10 senior candidates in Trinidad, Canton, as part of a special 20-member centennial class commemorating the NFL's 100th season. Covert played his entire 9-year NFL career with the Bears after being drafted with the 6th pick in the 1983 draft out of Pittsburgh. The 2-time All-Pro helped the Bears win 6 division championships, 1 conference title, and 1 Super Bowl. Sprinkle played his entire 12-year career with the Bears from 1944 to 1955. Meanwhile, the current-day Bears, which aren't as good, they keep making changes to their offensive coaching staff. The team has hired John DeFilippo as quarterback's coach and promoted incumbent quarterback's coach Dave Ragone to the passing coordinator. Bears coach Matt Nagy has been restructuring his staff since firing 3 offensive assistants after the Bears finished 4th to last in the NFL in points per game. Let's not forget it was Matt Nagy who was actually calling the plays. Former Cowboys head coach Jason Garrett is a candidate to become the Giants' offensive coordinator. Multiple reports said he was interviewed by the Giants on Wednesday. Garrett has familiarity with the Giants after spending time with New York as a backup quarterback during his playing career. He was fired by Dallas after 9 seasons as head coach. And that's a look at Talk 101 Sports.
All right, thanks, Doug. We take a quick break. Back with your 5-day forecast. Up next.
Saturday, February 22nd, join Catholic Charities in celebrating 76 years at their annual fundraiser at the Knights of Columbus Hall in Decatur. Celebrate Mardi Gras style at the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras fundraiser. Enjoy live music from 90s Daughter, a cash bar, and dinner provided by Max Pigskin Diner. Proceeds from the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras will benefit Catholic Charities and the programs they offer right here in Central Illinois. Get tickets to the Catholic Charities Mardi Gras on February 22nd by calling 428-3458.
Coverage of this event on the Crummell Radio Group is proudly brought to you by Refreshment Services Pepsi, Penelope Boutique, Soy City Vape Company, and the Community Foundation of Macon County. Broadcasting live from the Talk 101 studio, brought to you by Tanzius Logan Funeral Service and Care. They want to remind you when you pre-plan your funeral, you have everything prepaid so that your family is also relieved of any financial burden. Visit leavememoriesnotdebt.com.
3 great ways to listen online. At DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
Busboom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Right now, time for a look at your 5-day forecast. For today, sunny skies, a little bit on the cool side. We should see a high near 30. For Friday, looking at cloudy, then snow, then a high of 33. Friday night, looking at freezing rain and sleet, possibly mixed with snow before 10 p.m., then freezing rain between 10 p.m. and 11, then rain after 11. Now, the temperatures should rise to around 39 by 5 a.m. In other words, the mixed bag. Otherwise, Saturday breezy and a chance of rain, then cloudy, a high of 43. But temperatures are falling all throughout the day. Saturday night, cloudy, breezy, and an overnight low of 8. Then Sunday, sunny skies and a high of 15.
15 is the high.
15 is the high on Sunday.
Time to go get high.
Then Sunday night, partly cloudy skies and an overnight low of 6. And then on Monday for Martin Luther King Day, looking at sunny skies and a high of 19.
Oh, my.
Possibly looks like somewhere in there we might get about an inch of snow as well.
So. I hate ice. Anything that has the word ice in it. Did you use the word ice like tomorrow night?
For tomorrow night, yes. There could be freezing rain and sleet, possibly mixed with snow before 10 p.m.
Okay. Mr. Sunshine.
I am Captain Sunshine.
Right now in downtown Decatur, 20 degrees. Taylorville, it's 20. Shelbyville, it's 23. That's the hot spot in central Illinois. 23 in Shelbyville. Clinton, 18. Sullivan, 21. Sunrise coming up 1 hour from now at 7:15. And the WAND TV weather radar for the Talk 101 listening area shows, at least for right now, nothing on the radar this morning. Scott.
We want to say good morning to Liz King, who is in for Mike King and Merryman Herb Farm. It's Herb Talk. Good morning, Liz.
Good morning, Scott and Doug.
I gave him a good tongue lashing last week because he went to Arizona and I go, Liz is going with you, right? No.
No. We have a dog and he's a big baby, and I know Mike has talked about our big 185-pound puppy who mommy got to stay home and take care of the dog,
basically.
I had to stay home with the kid. Yeah, and now, he gets to go and enjoy the 70-ish.
The trade out, Liz, needs to be that you now get to take a trip somewhere.
Yes. Or as you all understand, the trade out has been the peace and quiet in my
at
house.
Well, there's that too. So yes, I firmly am appreciative and understanding of that.
For some
as well.
Reason, I've gotten a lot of my honeydews done. Mm-hmm. I've had complete control of the remote control.
That's beautiful.
All week. Yeah, it's been great. It's been really great,
Liz,
let me tell you.
Liz, of course, with Merryman Herbs in Decatur. Tell everybody where Merryman is.
Merryman is out off of West Rock Springs Road at 1405 Merryman Lane. Our phone number, 429-1555. Website, www.merryman.com. And on Facebook at Merryman Herbs, right here in Decatur.
All right, now, I saw that you brought in a product that you want to talk about.
I did. This time of year, ladies and gentlemen, we all know, Scott talking about the weather, we all have dry, itchy skin. The weather's cold, the air is dry. I struggle with, I just call it my winter eczema. As soon as we get close to Thanksgiving up through February, March, the dry, itchy skin, the dry blotches. So we have some amazing products. Some of them have been used for hundreds of years, thousands of years by human beings, and some things that really work. You're probably slathering your body with lotion, which can help. You really have to be careful with a lot of the commercial lotion. Some of them have alcohol that can further dry out the skin, which is such an oxymoron. You put lotion on, but it makes your skin dry, so you use more lotion. Some of them have chemical ingredients, which we really, really caution against. All of the products at Merryman are all natural ingredients. We have a lot of organic skincare products. But on top of using really nice products on your skin, you really have to be careful to take care of your body from the inside. In the summer months, it's easy to remember to drink lots of water. You're hot, you're sweaty, you're going to drink a lot of water. It's even more important in the winter months. Drink fluids, keep your body hydrated. And taking supplements is really important, especially in the winter months. I know Mike has talked about over and over again taking your vitamin D. It's great for the mood and also really important for the skin. Usually in the winter months is the only time of year that I take vitamin D because I'm outside quite a bit. I take a vitamin D that has fish oil. So that way I don't have to take two separate supplements. Fish oil is good for the brain, good for the heart. It's also good for the skin. So I take a fish oil plus, now I'm taking an omega-7. This one is from the sea buckhorn, which is a really bitter little orange berry from usually from Asia or from Europe. And it works to basically moisturize from the inside. It's good for things like dry eye, people who have dry mouth, but also for the dry skin, it can really, really help. I've been taking this one for a couple of weeks, and I've noticed a big difference. Less of the dry, itchy skin, which is nice. So that, and I was telling Mike, we got in a new product from one of our CBD companies. It's a really low-dose CBD, but it's in a cream form with Manuka honey.
I see.
And a lot of people know Manuka honey. You know, you have a little bit in your tea, and it's great as immune support. It's also fantastic for skin irritation. So they have marketed that as healing for the skin, and I've been using that as well, and it's fantastic.
When you mentioned vitamin D, are you talking D3 or any particular form of vitamin D?
Taking D3. Mike can give you the formula where you figure out how much you're supposed to take, but the average person between 2 and 3,000 IU a day.
Okay.
If you take it year-round in the winter months, it doesn't hurt to increase that a little bit because, it's very beneficial.
It's easy to figure out. Just read the side of the box. It usually tells you.
It usually tells you, yes. If you can read the little teeny tiny print and
that's an issue too, right?
Yeah, do the math, yes.
They do print it small.
Absolutely.
Now, what is that box that right there it says, what is it?
This one is Omega-7.
Mm-hmm.
That one is actually, we have a couple of different brands, and it's really important to source it and process it correctly. We've seen brands where they, like CBD or any other botanical, it really depends on how you process it to get the best benefits from it. So this company has a really nice all-natural chemical-free CO2 extraction where they use the pulp, the seed, the entire part of the berry, so you're getting all the benefits. So this one is really great. Some of them are a little bit pricey. But if you Google a sea buckhorn berry, it's a little teeny tiny little orange thing. It takes a lot to process. Ours, run up, I think up to around $100 a bottle for the larger one, but the smaller one is like $30 for a month.
You bring up a great point though. You know, it is worth the time to actually research a little bit.
Absolutely.
About some of these companies and how they process and how they do things, because you in this realm, you actually get what you pay for.
Absolutely. In our industry, you can go to the discount retailers and get something that's very inexpensive. It's a cheap product. When the big studies come out or the big headlines come out about supplements being synthetic products or full of things like pencil shavings or toxic chemicals from China, so often it is the cheaper products, companies that don't really vet and don't really research and don't really pay attention to what they're bringing in. Here's CBD. Hey, here's this particular supplement. Without really looking at the ingredients. That's where we really, really are careful and do our homework on it.
See, if you're going to do CBD, they're better off going to a place like yours, because as I've said to Mike before.
Not the convenience store, the video store?
Well, that's what I was just going to say. It's at the convenience store, the gas station. It's at Family Video and some of
the
these other
signs.
Video stores.
Mm-hmm.
I'm walking through one of the airports. I think it was either Lambert or maybe Newark in New Jersey. One of the gift shops in the airport is selling it, And I just thought it was kind of an odd place to be selling. That's
absolutely.
You get a little leery of that stuff.
Yes, and a lot of people, they're on the bandwagon. I was talking to a gentleman yesterday, and he said, I've got a buddy at work who's been trying it, and I've really been watching. He said, I think it's a fad. It's just a bunch of hokum. He's like, then he's just it starts to work for him. So he was out at the store, and he said, so I think I'm sold. He said, I didn't want to go anywhere else. I wanted to come here where. I trust that you guys know what you're doing. You've been in business for a long time, and so we talked to him and talked him through the products, and he said I'm afraid to go somewhere where they really probably don't know what they're talking about. They just have seen the hype, seen all the marketing. CBD sales are just expected to continue to grow and grow and grow, but that also, like you said, brings up the bad side, because there's a million CBD companies out there.
Sure.
And there's a lot of garbage, just like anything else.
Now, you know, when you guys vet things, I mean, this is something where you put a lot of time into it. You research
Absolutely.
It, you
yes.
look into it, and mm-hmm. things that are on your shelves, you guys have checked out.
Absolutely. And it's not a matter of, hey, you know, we know in a lot of doctor's offices, you have a pharmaceutical rep who will walk in and tell you this information. Okay, great. I'll go ahead and start prescribing it to my patients.
Yeah.
At Mary Mann, you know, we have reps who come in or people who send us literature. We will tell them, okay, you send me the box. Send me a sample of it. We will actually try it. I want to know that it is effective and it's safe and it tastes good. We all know if something tastes gross, you're not going to keep taking it. So we talk to the business owners. You know, we Mike will even talk to the manufacturers and really drill down and make sure that the particular product is what it says it is. Absolutely. We want to be very careful.
625, it's Herb Talk here on Bus Boom and Wolf. Liz King in with us from Mary Mann Herb Farm in Decatur. And, you know, we would be remiss if we didn't talk a little bit about what's coming up at Mary Mann Herb
yes.
Farm.
Oh, yes.
Got some cooking shows.
We have all kinds of things coming up.
What do you got in February? That's coming up pretty quick here.
February is Valentine's, of course. Chef was very nice to bring this out to me finally yesterday. He's been his little hamster in his brain has been working really, really hard.
On that treadmill there, huh?
On the treadmill. Oh, yes, working overtime for sure. So we are having a Valentine's Day Gooder Cooking Show. It is Monday, February 10th, so the Monday before Valentine's Day. That ours are always on a Monday night, always from 6 to 8 p.m.
So February the 10th.
February the 10th. The menu for this amazingly gooder dinner is going to be sautéed chicken. He's still working on the sauce. It's going to be some sort of balsamic tomato glaze. He was describing it to me yesterday and it was making my mouth water. It sounded amazing. He's making a risotto with salmon, shrimp, and basil pesto. If anyone has any shellfish issues and you're signing up, please just, we try to mention any allergens that may be in the food to make sure that, hey, avoid this. And Chef is very careful, no cross-contamination. He's very specific about that on the night up. So, you know, if you have any food allergies, please remember to mention it to us. I always put that little plug in there when there's anything like a shellfish. Sauteed vegetables. This one sounds amazing. Baked spinach with ricotta cheese.
Mm.
I know, just creamy and wonderful comfort food for the middle of February. Yes. Buttermilk biscuits with black pepper, California Caesar salad, and the one that absolutely caught my attention, of course, was the dessert. Salted caramel, strawberry, pretzel, trifle.
That could be outstanding.
It will be outstanding, yes. So often, you know, Chef comes in usually the Sunday before to do some preparation. And, you know, so then when I go back in the kitchen on Monday morning, I'm peeking around and trying to figure out what he's made. And a lot of times he likes to fix the dessert the day before. That way it has time to sit. The flavors can combine. So usually when I open the container with the dessert, I just, you know, stand there and just almost have to drool down my chin because they just look and look absolutely amazing. So it's $27 per person. Call, stop in, sign up very early. Like I said, if you're on our calling list, you will be called today or tomorrow to sign up. We limit this event, very, very small space, 24 people, and it fills up very, very quickly. So if you are interested, call within the next 7 days.
I am going to jump in right here, Liz, because it is 6:29. We need to get over to the newsroom. Drew Haddon is standing by with a look at news. And, of course, News This Hour is brought to you by our friends at the Brass Horn. The Brass Horn, located in the heart of downtown Decatur, providing big city selection with small town service, the Brass Horn.
In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. A car was struck by a train on Tuesday night on North Brush College Road. Officers were called to the scene around 10 p.m. and stayed on the scene for more than an hour. One person was in the vehicle at the time of the collision. The female driver did not sustain any serious injuries. She was treated at the scene and released. A 19-year-old from Decatur was arrested after a woman called police about a man attempting to get into her parked vehicle. Just before midnight on Tuesday, the woman heard her car door open while inside her residence on South Wise Street. Nearby officers were notified and given a description of the suspect, who was later seen on South Oakland Avenue. The suspect ran from the officer, who used her taser to bring the chase to an end. The man had a pistol in his pocket and was then arrested for aggravated unlawful use of a weapon and possession of a firearm by a felon. He is also charged with resisting or obstructing an officer and criminal trespass to a vehicle. The man who has been accused of sexually assaulting a child after breaking into a home has pled not guilty to the charges. 22-year-old Jarquez Hobbs of Peoria was arrested back in December and is currently in Macon County Jail. His pretrial hearing is scheduled for March 10th. In the Talk 101 newsroom, I'm Drew Haddon. For stories like these and others, go log on to DecaturRadio.com.
Hi, this is Brady from the Brass Horn.
And this is Kylie from the Brass Horn, too.
It's time to crawl out of those holiday slumbers and get back to business. And for those of you that consider shopping as their main profession, business is booming.
The winter sale is starting at the Brass Horn and Brass Horn, too, which means you can get a great deal for yourself on that special item you missed out on for Christmas.
We've got all your favorites at 25 to 50% off. So come on down to see me at the Brass Horn.
And me at the Brass Horn, too.
To get those winter goodies while they last.
Check us out online and on our social media pages to get more details. See you soon.
Webster Cantrell Hall is a community-centered nonprofit organization dedicated to serving the children, youth, adults, and families of Macon County. Today, Webster Cantrell Hall strives to add and develop programs to meet changing community needs. One thing that hasn't changed over the years is the need to have the community help support the mission of helping children, youth, adults, and families in challenging circumstances. We could use your help today. Call Webster Cantrell Hall at 423-6961 or stop in at 1942 East Cantrell Street in Decatur.
You see that car next to you or ahead of you bouncing along? That's not rhythm. That's probably bad shocks, and that's not safe. That car could bounce right into you. Don't be that guy. If your ride doesn't feel quite right, take it to Danny's Muffler for a shock check. New shocks will make your ride safer. For brakes, exhaust systems, shocks, everything you need to keep you safe and running year-round, see Danny's Muffler at 1965 East Pershing.
Message and data rates may apply. Please don't text while driving.
If you've been in business more than 20 minutes, you've probably printed your logo on all kinds of promotional products. We all know logos work because they're on everything from the top of skyscrapers to the bottom of shoes. Ever wondered why? Or how to best use your logo to grow your business? Let us show you today for free. We're 4imprint, promotional product experts at your service. We're giving away the latest issue of Amplify, the digital magazine that reveals promotional product success stories absolutely free to everyone who texts BAG11 to 88988. At 4imprint, we make your logo look perfect on thousands of promotional items. With our 100% guarantee, it'll be right the first time, on time, every time. Your free e-magazine will reveal invaluable insights that can attract new customers, build your brand, and grow your business. Get the latest issue of Amplify absolutely free by texting BAG11 to 88988. That's BAG11 to 88988.
It's time for a look at your Talk 101 weather forecast. It's brought to you by Blake Reynolds at Brinkotter Realtors. Real estate questions, buying or selling, put on the brakes and call Blake. Blake Reynolds with Brinkotter Realtors, 853-0681, or email him at blake@brinkotter.com.
I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson with your Talk 101 forecast. Good morning and happy Thursday, Central Illinois. Your forecast from the Storm Center at WAND is calling for mostly sunny skies with breezy winds and cold temperatures. Highs today will climb into the low 30s. For tonight, our frigidly cold temperatures return, a low of 16. Tomorrow, a wintry mix is likely with temperatures steadily falling with highs reaching the middle and upper 30s. I'm meteorologist Jessica Dobson. Have a great Thursday morning.
Three great ways to listen online. At DecaturRadio.com. On your mobile device using the DecaturRadio.com app or by tuning your radio to 100.9 FM. Now let's get back to the conversation. Here's Scott and Doug.
6:33, Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. We've got Liz King in for Herb Talk here on this Thursday morning. Liz, I know there's some more things you want to get to that are happening out at Merryman Herb Farm.
Yes, absolutely. We have all kinds of things. Like I said, Jeff was out, and we were talking about the events for the summer that we have going with our Gooder Cooking Series. I don't have any more dates. However, March will be another inside cooking show. If you haven't attended the cooking shows, they're different than our outdoor barbecues. We actually put up risers inside our tea room. Chef prepares the meal. You get the entire meal. You get to really pick his brain. We've had, you know, customers asking really good questions about how do I chop this? If I don't like to use a lot of salt, what can I substitute? Chef will provide a lot more information. And then in April starts our barbecue series. Those are a lot more laid back. We put picnic tables out in the garden. So you eat the meal outside. Chef has already prepared everything. He goes through the recipes, but it's not the full demonstration. It's more about sitting out and enjoying the evening and the atmosphere. April, he's doing beef. I'm not exactly sure what his plan is. There was some comments about maybe steak dinner that night. May, he's baby back ribs. If you have not had Chef's ribs, you have missed out. Please don't miss out. We're having two rib dinners, one in May, one in September. It's phenomenal. June, he's doing sausages. Usually it's sausages and brats and all the good sides. July, chicken hamburgers in August. September, again, the baby back ribs, then going back to chicken. November and December are going back to our inside cooking shows. November, the stuffed pork chops. And December, I will say, last year, Chef was kind enough and nice enough.
Last month, you mean?
Last month. He was kind enough to schedule two of our prime rib dinners.
Oh.
We filled both and could have filled three.
A third of them. Another third one, yeah.
He promised three. He only has two listed here, and we have to look at the calendar to figure out if we can do more. That being said, you know, so that's our inside cooking shows and our barbecue series. Chef and I are sitting down to do some different options at Merry Man, private dinners possibly. If your group, your family, your work event, you want to have a retreat, Chef will do a demonstration, and then, you know, just having fun, bring a bottle of wine and just sit with your ladies group or gentlemen's group and it just have a fun time. So you know, we're looking at some really exciting things for 2020. You know, he and Mike and I decided in December last month, I know, that we were just going to make 2020 an amazing year. You know, starting out where we left off with all of our cooking shows and events, and it's going to be a good year. We have all these events, so this is what we have going on so far as the Gooder series, and there will be more details to come there. Now, what I am working on this year, of course, are our annual tea parties. We have held our Fairy Garden Tea Party now for 33 years. The last 2 years, we haven't had as much interest in it as we had in the past. Like everything else in the world, and especially in Decatur, things run their course. Things fizzle out. Mary Beth always did a Mother's Day high tea. Then everyone else started doing Mother's Day events, and people became less interested because they wanted to try something new. So that's when she moved from Mother's Day to June to the Fairy Garden Tea Party. So what we have decided to do, what I have decided to do, instead of doing a Fairy Garden Tea Party with all the little special tea party food, we are having an outdoor garden summer party.
Okay.
We are going to have seating outside, events all morning. I'm thinking probably late morning, 11 to 3. We are doing it on the summer solstice.
Okay.
So celebrating the sun, ushering in summer. And we've even talked about maybe making it an all-day event with eating activities.
Okay.
Celebrating all the, you know, the silly, quirky, pagan rituals that we still still do, and just celebrating the arrival of summer. So we are talking about having maybe painting, making sun catchers, things to do for men, women, children. All day out in the garden. Its cost is going to be around $15 to $20. And then we'll have a really nice tea party with some traditional tea party items and then adding in some other things like our crepe sandwich. If you've never had our famous crepe sandwich, here's a chance to have it without having to schedule a specific group or order one. It's a really nice, refreshing summertime entree item that I love to share with the groups. We're going to have music, speakers. Mike was going to give garden tours and talk about gardening. and just, you know, talk about Merry Man. So we're going to try to make it an all-day event, Saturday, June 20th, 11 to 3-ish. Watch for more details. We just want to make it a really fun party for the day. No real limit yet on the number of people. We can take up to 40 or more, depending on the interest. So watch for the details on that. And then, of course, in December 12th, we will have our Christmas high tea. That is $15 for adults, $10 for children 10 and under. December, I actually ended up having two Christmas teas because we had so many people signing up that we did one on Saturday and then the following day. So I have every intention of having at least two this year. Chef Pear will attest to the fact that I told him that I wanted to do three prime rib dinners, so he said I have to do three high teas in December. So we will see.
There you
we
go.
We will see how that goes.
There's the payback. You can get the chef to do three, but you've got to do three.
Exactly. We both have to work ourselves to death.
That's
in the month
right.
of December.
Of
you know
course.
How that goes. Yes.
That's
it's
fun,
all
though.
Shared experience. Yes. It will be a fun time. You know, as you know, there's always something going on at Merry Man.
Kind of excited about all of this. And you know what else I'm excited about? We got to take another quick break here. When
okay.
we come back, we've got some more coming up with Liz King from Merry Man Herb Farm. It's Herb Talk here on Bus Boom and Wolf with Talk 101 FM. Decatur Area Habitat for Humanity is a partnership, not a giveaway program. Decatur Area Habitat's homeowner families buy the houses that Habitat builds and renovates. Habitat homeowners also invest hundreds of hours of their own labor working alongside volunteers. As a result, Habitat for Humanity houses are affordable to low-income families around the city of Decatur. Thanks to your financial support, Habitat for Humanity is building and renovating decent, affordable housing, providing real neighborhood revitalization for our community. We need your support. We have built or have renovated 64 homes in the Decatur area as of March of 2019. We need your donations of home building supplies and other items for our restore. We need your financial support to build home number 65. So please stop by and visit Decatur Area Habitat for Humanity at 932 East Wood Street in Decatur or call 425-6446 today. Your tax-deductible donations of money, land, and materials makes the work we do possible.
At Tanglewood Village, you have the freedom to pursue your special interests without the stress and strenuous activities it takes to maintain a home on your own. Tanglewood Village offers private apartment homes, home-cooked meals, and social activities in a relaxing and peaceful atmosphere. Meet new friends, catch a movie, go shopping. The choices are many and always yours at Tanglewood Village. Come by for a free tour and a delicious lunch at 1293 South 34th Street in Decatur or go online to tanglewoodvillage.com for more information. Find your new beginning at Tanglewood Village.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/search. That's ZipRecruiter.com/search.
Bus Boom and Wolf. The longer you listen, the later it gets. Now let's check our watches and bring back Scott and Doug on Talk 101 FM.
Bus Boom and Wolf, the news and talk of Decatur. Talk 101 FM online at DecaturRadio.com. Welcome back to the program. And of course, we have got Liz King in with us from Merry Man Herb Farm.
Good morning. Good morning.
All right. One of the things we want to bring up again is this party you've got. The Gooder Cooking Session, Cooking Show.
Gooder Cooking Show, yes.
In February
for Valentine's Day, February 10th, Monday night, 6 p.m., 6 to 8. It's $27 per person. Chef is preparing an amazing Caesar salad, sauteed chicken with balsamic glaze, risotto, sauteed vegetables, baked ricotta spinach, creamy spinach with ricotta cheese. That so far is my second favorite behind the dessert.
You may have to cook this in advance and try it out. Make sure it works.
Well, yes, because I get to preview the recipes early. I'm the one who gets to put it together.
And then when
the
you
chef.
Preview it the first time, that may have been a fluke. You may have to try it a second time before the show just to make sure it wasn't, you know, accidental.
Yeah, good. Absolutely. Yes.
You'd hate to have it go bad.
That is so true. And as I've told Chef, you know, sometimes I get to taste because I'm in the kitchen the day of the event, you know, making sure everything is set up, decorating, you know, Valentine's, everything will be red and hearts and pretty. And I get to try a few bites usually early on. And I've told him that I should just take this home. I should just hide this from our guests. I should take it
home.
Have you
ever done that, Liz, where something was on the menu and it just never made it to the table?
I have done that several times in my life.
Very good.
Yes, it's frustrating.
Good for you.
Darn it. I hate when that happens. I hate when that happens.
Yes.
Wonder what happened to that.
That's funny. All right. You know, we need to also talk a little bit about your hours out at the store.
Yes.
And making sure that folks know that you do ship.
We do. Yes. And that's the other thing I was going to talk about. Okay. So Merryman is open 7 days a week. Monday through Saturday from 9 to 5, Sunday from 12 to 5. You can find us at 1405 Merryman Lane. We're off Rock Springs Road and St. Louis Bridge Road on Southwest Decatur. Our phone number, 217-429-1555. We do ship. We ship USPS. We use the post office. So we actually ship out 6 days a week. It's not unusual for us to have two or three packages a day going out, especially this time of year. Are the lucky snowbirds who are down south, some of them down in Arizona where my husband is right now, enjoying the 7-degree weather, you know, not happy, not unhappy about that at all, Michael. Not at all. He will listen to the podcast. He will listen to make sure I've behaved myself.
He's going to have to somehow pay you back when he gets back into town.
He is. And yesterday our computers went down, so I was off texting, calling he and Rob all day, and Decatur Computers had to come out. You know, shout out to Adam. He's amazing. Got us running again. So it's been a little bit of a nightmare this week. So he owes me. He does owe me something.
At least
nice,
a nice dinner out or something.
At the very least, yes. So speaking of shipping, Mike and Rob are going to be back late tomorrow, back in the office on Monday. So we're hoping by the end of next week, we will have our e-commerce site up. So Shop Merryman should be going. So you can go to Shop Merryman website. You can shop. We will pack and ship. So when the weather is frigid and ugly and freezing.
You don't have to leave the house.
You don't want to get out. You don't have to leave the house. Just like Amazon. We'll bring it to you.
So
shopmerryman.com will be live within days. So we're really excited about that.
Do you have a day in particular? Or?
We're hoping Monday. But that also entails Mike and Rob coming back, double checking everything, and they just flip that switch live, and we'll be promoting the heck out of it.
I like that.
Me too.
I like that a lot.
Yes.
Now, you know, while you're here, obviously a couple of other things I want to talk about is you've got some what I call foodie type things out there, soups and some other things.
Absolutely.
Share with folks quickly what else you guys have out there, because we don't talk about that enough.
No, Mike is always so focused on the supplements and healthy stuff. We have a whole section of our store that is unhealthy gourmet. We have several items that we still prepare with Mary Beth's original secret family recipes, like our spoon herbal sauce and our cranberry tangerine chutney. We make jellies. We have dips, our famous dilly dip. You know,
that's
Mike
good.
Has talked about before.
I've
it's,
had it,
it's,
yep.
It's an amazing, amazing product. Several of those, but we also have ones that we bring in from other vendors. Kathy's Kitchen, if you're not familiar with that, it's wonderfully canned vegetables and jellies and salsas made by Kathy. She's a real lady. It's like the stuff that grandma used to make and canned in the basement kitchen and had all winter long.
See, Mike's been holding out on us.
Oh,
well,
big time.
I know he brought the lime pickles. And
they were delicious. I'm not going to lie.
So
I never
good.
Got one.
How did you not get one? Did no one share?
I don't think he was here that day.
No, I was here.
Oh, you were here?
Oh, yeah, I was.
Shame
you took the whole jar.
Shame you didn't get one then.
Oh, well, we may have to fix that then. Maybe bring Doug something else special.
You know, do you have the cinnamon pickles as well? The red pickles?
We don't. I will have to check and see if Kathy offers those.
There's another bomb diggity item. If you had that,
really?
That would even elevate it even higher.
Huh. Okay. I'll have to take your word on that one. That's not
what
in my
else
wheelhouse.
Have you actually got that you could sell today if people
spices.
Drop out there?
Spices. Oh my gosh, spices.
Okay.
So that's the other thing too. We make several of our own spice mixes, spice blends, salt free, sugar free. So people who are, especially in January, we're looking at eating healthy, doing the right thing. So many people you're used to salt, pepper. We're in the Midwest. That's how we season. A nice way to cut salt from your diet is to add other seasonings, and then you don't even miss the salt. Like our perfect herb seasoning, the PHS, Mary Beth always said you only need two things in your spice cabinet. You need PHS and pepper. And for people who need salt, yeah, you can have a little pink Himalayan salt in the cabinet too. So that's something nice. It's sort of like her version of like the Mrs. Dash all-purpose seasoning, and there's no salt. It's very, very delicious. There's about 15 to 20 different herbs and spices in that blend. So spices, Chef has now, we're now up to 8, soon to be 10 of his spice blends that we have put together to sell along with his cooking shows, some things that he has come up with in his kitchen that we are promoting as well. But we have a lot of alternatives to traditional items, like healthier soy sauces, healthier dressings, sugar alternatives. Again, it's January. People are thinking about the waistline.
He's been holding out on us.
Well, and I did mention to him, I always look forward to coming on the radio. Mm-hmm. You guys are so much fun. It's so nice to me. I don't do this very often.
We don't pick on you.
Well, exactly. And I say, you know what? I said, for me, it's going to be, I'll probably be able to say a lot more about products because I'm not going off on tangents and talking about inappropriate things on the radio.
We're on vacation this week. If we have
Yes. So we're all enjoying a little bit of a break. I get it. I do understand that.
Mike wears us out sometimes.
You guys just get him for an hour a week, for heaven's sake.
I know.
Imagine what the rest of us have to go through.
That's it.
All right, so there's a great opportunity in there that we've been talking about and sharing that they need to come out and shop Mary Mann in person because they're going to find out there's a lot more there than just supplements.
Absolutely. There was a lady, her first time out, you know, she's been lived in this area for several years, and she came out and she said, I had no idea you guys were here, let alone what all you had to offer. Yeah. She had a little, you know, little thing on her skin. She needed some like an antibacterial ointment. And then she got distracted by all of our teas. We have something like 300 different flavors of tea and coffee that we sell. And then she got distracted. We carry the Pasta Alley pastas, you know, made locally here in Decatur. So she got really, really excited. And she's probably spent a good 2 hours in the store just meandering around. So if you have not been out to Mary Mann, please come out. It's a drive. It's a destination. We're kind of a hidden gem. Out off Route 48 South, and you will be pleasantly surprised when you come out. It's an amazing place. We've been out there for about 43 years, and it's a beautiful location.
I bet you it had to be nice the other day when we had that light snow and all the snow for about 24 hours stuck to the trees and all. I bet you that was pretty.
It's beautiful. We have a lot of pine trees out there, the big oak trees, some of them that still have the leaves because we've had such a weird fall and winter. But yes, that beautiful dusting, it's just, you know, postcard picture, you know, that fluffy white snow on everything, and it's a beautiful place year round. And I always tell, you know, people always think we're closed in the winter months. We are open 361 days a year. We're only closed 4 or 5 days a year. So it's definitely worth coming out even in the winter.
All right, give that phone number one more time and the website one more time.
217-429-1555. Maryman.com, MARIMANN.com, and on Facebook at Mary Mann Herbs, and soon to be shopmaryman.com.
Liz, nice. Outstanding job. So glad that you came in this morning.
Yeah,
to see
glad to see you.
You know, I'm sorry. I know I'm a sad replacement. I know you all, everyone prefers Mike.
Actually, we were hoping you were coming back next week again.
I don't know. We haven't talked about it.
Call Mike tonight and say you need to extend your stay.
Yeah.
Well,
it's telling me
the weather's
another
so
week.
Bad
weather
here.
Weather permitting, it would be horrible if he got stuck in Arizona for another week.
Yeah. Doug and Scott said you can't come back for another week. Right. The weather's so bad.
Stay away. Thank you, guys.
Thanks,
Liz. Thank you, Liz.
All right, King. We've got to get to a look at agribusiness news next on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. Jeff Nally joining us here on Talk 101 FM. His first look at ag news brought to you by Farm Credit Illinois, a good fit for all of your farm and crop insurance needs.
I'm Jeff Nally on the Cromwell Ag Radio Network. This new year, 2020, bringing less of a tax burden.